July 4th, America is going to turn 250 years old. And a way to commemorate that, we're going to bury a time capsule. Has anybody ever dug up a time capsule from when they were in school? Because I know we do it in school.
Yeah, my school did.
I've seen stories. I've never done it.
I don't think I've ever dug it up. I know we put stuff in it. Always a yearbook. Always something from like the senior class or your whatever your graduating class was. And then things from the year that were a big deal, like pop culture-wise or news-wise. And a newspaper would always go in, you know, that sort of thing. But I've never dug one up, ever.
We didn't dig one up. When I was in eighth grade, my teacher had us write our future selves letters, and then he kept them and then mailed them to us 10 years later.
No, he didn't. That's awesome.
That's crazy. Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's very cute.
Yeah, it was cool.
I guess that those, we did write a letter and put stuff in there for like what we thought, mm-hmm. you know, the next 100 or however, I think it was 10 years or something. Mm-hmm. Like, and they would dig it up, but I don't remember anybody ever doing it, probably because we didn't document where we buried it. Mm. But people are wondering what we're going to put into America's time capsule. By the way, Jason, I think you were asking if it is a 900-pound steel cylinder container that kind of looks like a spaceship, sort of. It's white on the outside.
Where's it going?
It's going to go, they have a specific map, and it's going to go on the White House lawn somewhere, is my understanding.
And then, so everyone will know, and it'll be in the halls of Congress, you mm-hmm. know, before this country's taken over by something.
maybe the aliens. Because right now they're putting a photo from NASA. They're putting a couple AI predictions.
Okay.
And they're putting, it's very interesting, a Coca-Cola bottle.
Okay.
Native American artwork and an iPhone 17. Those are the things that we know are confirmed.
Okay. I think those are good things.
Yeah. But what's with the Coca-Cola? I love Coca-Cola.
I mean, it's picked a beverage. I'm sure they paid for it.
But probably paid, you're right.
They probably paid for it. Like, put us in there.
You're right, yeah.
They outbid Pepsi, so.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's quintessential America. Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they should put an Ozempic shot in there.
Yeah.
A syringe would be good.
Because that's a big change that mm-hmm. I'm sure years from now, 250 years from now is probably... I mean, they have a pill now. I heard it's not as good, though, but it probably won't be a thing. Being heavy,
I talked to somebody yesterday that says they're working on a drink.
Oh, really?
A weight loss drink?
Yeah.
Wow.
A GLP-1 drink.
We are making it as easy as possible.
Yes, we are. I like it.
People say, no, I don't want to drink anything.
Yeah. you'll be able to go to like a health and wellness place and order like the GLP-1 lemonade.
Wow.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah, I like that. I also think with the NASA photo, they should be like, wink. We didn't land on the moon. We fooled the entire country except for Jared.
Mm-hmm. Except for Jared.
Me and Candace Owens.
Right. They have a whole list of, I guess, state by state of the things that they're going to be putting in or they want to put in. I don't know if you have to, maybe we have to vote or every state just gets to put something, anything that they want to. But name a state and I'll tell you what they're putting
in. North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay. North Carolina, a copper disc engraved with an image of the North Carolina State Capitol building.
Okay.
What's the copper disc for?
Lame.
Stupid.
We're like, oh, yeah, copper disc. We're really popular then.
Right. What? That's misleading.
I don't know.
Well, they want to put a list of the things that, you know, like, or Krispy Kreme or, you know, I know they can't put that in there, but like stuff from.
I mean, somebody should put a Big Mac in there and see what it looks like 250 years from now.
We'll probably be gone.
We have French fries.
I wonder, you said this is going to be opening 250 years from now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that is creepy.
Why?
It's just so creepy knowing that our kids won't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids won't know.
We'll all be dead.
Actually, no, because 300 years, we'll be living to 300 years in the next 50 years.
Well, and you know what's in it. We have the list.
Yeah, we know what will be in it, but we won't get to see.
From heaven only.
Yeah, we won't get to see it. And then we won't get to see people's reactions like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Shouldn't we also, I know there's maybe a list, but typically you open up a time capsule and you just look at it and then you guess what it is. And maybe there's a list.
I think somebody's going to definitely have to put together a list of like what, because in case it disintegrates.
Right. Yeah. They have to, and it'll probably be in the halls of Congress. We're also assuming this will have a country in 250 years.
You don't think we will?
No.
Or Earth.
Really?
I don't.
Or Earth. Or we'll be here.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be here.
Or the robots will be the ones that digging it up and don't care because they have no feelings.
We aren't going to be here.
I think in the next 20 years, the world will change.
What is the matter with you?
No, it's actually a good thing.
Are you taking all of, like, all the negativity that...
From Jason?
Yeah. Why?
It's not negativity.
I think next 20, 30 years, you know, there's biblical things. I think the world will be totally different. It's actually a positive thing.
Yeah, I don't.
You think in rapture?
Some people call it that. Yeah, I think it will be in the next 20 or 30 years. I mean, no one knows.
So you think like during your time?
No. I'm not guaranteed 20 or 30 years.
No, you're not. But
my kids
like,
probably.
I don't know. Blood sugar's great.
Yeah, that's true. Blood sugar is great. We just realized that.
Blood sugar pretty solid.
Every time I take a blood panel, even the doctors are like, no way. Mm-hmm. We must have switched this with
like,
somebody else.
There's got to be something wrong.
At some point, they'll switch. But yeah.
It's predicted that the Earth will be here for another 4 billion years.
The Earth might be here. No, I think, I'm being serious. I think within maybe max 50 years, you know, religiously, I think that all that will change. That the second coming, all that stuff will happen.
Mm-mm.
That's my personal belief.
Okay. No.
And then the Earth will be better.
Interesting.
It does say, this is kind of scary, the survival on Earth is limited to a maximum of 1 billion years, but severe environment threats and other events will likely end human life much sooner, including massive asteroid impacts, supervolcanoes capable of causing global extinctions.
Oh. In how many years?
It says absolute limit, and then it's 100 million.
Oh,
but
that's
near term would be like a nuclear war, pandemics, artificial intelligence, misaligned super intelligence poses it as a risk of human extinction. Like I've been saying, the robots are taking over.
Okay, this was supposed to be fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
It's not fun for me. I get negative Jones over here.
You start talking about the future,
Negative Jones?
You are
saying
negative
that Jesus is coming back and the world will have
peace?
That's
not negative.
That's not negative at all.
It's not negative, but it's like
because
the fact
you don't
that
agree
you're like,
with
no. That, no, the negative part is that you're like, 20 years. Max.
Why would that be negative? That'd be great.
Because I think that there's a lot left of...
But that's the thing. It's funny that people and it's not to, you, but it's a lot of... But like Christians are like, oh, the whole thing is looking forward to Jesus coming back. And then you bring it up like, well, no.
I think
not
people,
now.
More and more people should be able to experience it. It's just like, oh, we just limit it.
But this experience is nothing compared to that experience.
Well, that's true, but what about our future generations and our future children?
Then they won't have to put up with this crap.
Yeah, it'll be fair for them in some different way.
Are you kidding me?
But that's always been the case. Let's say he comes back tomorrow. That would have been the case. If it's 100 years from now, that would have been the case. That ends.
They are saying and predicting that even though humans will not be here on Earth, that we will be living on other planets.
Under the what?
Other planets.
Oh, yeah. I don't see that.
How are you going to see a
just because
how are you going
to
see
robots are going to get to us before we can figure that out?
Yeah. The atmosphere is so caustic that you'd have to have a dome, and if anything happens to the dome, you're done.
Well, we don't know all the planets, but not anywhere close to it. And how can you 1,000 years from now? You have no. It's hard to perceive.
We
it
currently have issues with domes over football stadiums not leaking.
Yeah, but
we can trust it on Mars.
Technology rapidly expanding. They could probably put a dome in 2 seconds.
It just sounds lonely to go. I mean, everyone's like, I'm going to live on my planet. I'm going to go live on Mars. Okay, by yourself.
No. Yeah.
The only domes that robots are going to build for us are going to be our cages.
That's
to keep us like hamsters.
Right. Yeah, and they'll be our, it'll be our home/grave.
Build them a round dome for exercising.
This was supposed to be fun.
All right,
make it fun, Katie.
No, I got nothing left.
Jesus coming back is not fun.
The fun has been sucked out of it, but thank you.
So you don't want Jesus to come back.
That's not what I'm saying. Because I don't agree with you that's going to happen in the next 20 years.
You just said, that's not fair for kids.
I said, like, you said 20 years, and I call you Negative Jones. You don't like it.
Negative?
So then you're like, you don't believe in Jesus.
No one agrees with you that Jesus coming back is a negative thing.
I did not say it was a negative thing.
Yes,
I called
you said
negative,
negative. I'm talking
from
about
the
Jesus
very beginning.
Back. Oh, before you heard what I was going
to
say.
Because you were very negative in the very beginning.
I said, we won't probably be here. And then you didn't let me. I got to my reason. You still said I'm being negative. I'm
and
not being
I
negative.
I never said that it wasn't a good thing. I'm saying you think it's going
to
happen in your lifetime.
Life to live.
Yeah. I
do. What does that mean?
Meaning that, like, I think that
experience
it's going to
crap?
Be very, very far from now. A long, many, many,
but
many.
But would that not be, but you were saying it'd be unfair if it happened with your kids now.
I would want my children to, and their children, and their children, and their children, you know?
To experience what we're experiencing?
Life?
It won't even be
life.
It'll be life, but it'll be
like
a better form.
To have lived, and then, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.